From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. Buckingham Palace has announced the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, is retiring from royal duties this autumn. The palace spokesman said the decision was made by Prince Philip himself and is fully supported by the Queen. In a statement, the spokesman said the Duke may still choose to attend certain public events from time to time. The Duke turns 96 next month. He will attend previously scheduled engagements between now and August, but will not accept new invitations. The palace said the Queen will continue to carry out a full program of official engagements. FBI Director James Comey says it makes him mildly nauseous to think that his agency might have influenced last year's presidential election. Comey told a Senate panel Wednesday he agonized over disclosing the new investigation after investigators cleared then-presidential candidate Hillary Clinton of wrongdoing.
Look, this was terrible. It makes me mildly nauseous to think that we might have had some impact on the election. But honestly, it wouldn't change the decision. Everybody who disagrees with me has to come back to October 28th with me and stare at this and tell me what you would do. Would you speak or would you conceal? And I could be wrong, but we honestly made a decision between those two choices that even in hindsight, and this has been one of the world's most painful experiences, I would make the same decision. I would not conceal that on October 28th from the Congress.
FBI Director James Comey. The United States is bringing its Southeast Asian allies on board to tackle North Korea's nuclear proliferation and missile threats. Foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations will gather Thursday in Washington. This is VOA News. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull will meet U.S. President Donald Trump for the first time on Thursday, but the tone of the meeting in New York will be closely watched following an argument between the two leaders earlier this year. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
This will be the first time the leaders of Australia and the United States will have met since a heated phone call in January. The fractious nature of that conversation was over a controversial refugee deal Australia struck with the outgoing Obama administration last November. Security issues, including tensions on the Korean Peninsula and trade, are expected to dominate the talks. Professor James Curran is a research associate at the United States Studies Centre at the University of Sydney. He says Turnbull isn't being afforded the usual diplomatic reception.
It's not the White House, nor is it Mar-a-Lago in Florida. I think it's a step down in protocol.
Prime Minister Turnbull said in a statement that his visit to New York would be an opportunity to reaffirm our alliance and the United States' engagement with the Asia-Pacific. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
President Donald Trump says he will do whatever is necessary to reach a Mideast peace agreement, and he believes there is a very good chance of bringing Israel and the Palestinians together. Trump has met with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas in the Oval Office, and the president says he would love to be a mediator, an arbitrator, or a facilitator between the two sides.
I'm committed to working with Israel and the Palestinians to reach an agreement. But any agreement cannot be imposed by the United States or by any other nation. The Palestinians and Israelis must work together to reach an agreement that allows both peoples to live, worship, and thrive and prosper in peace.
Abbas spoke through an interpreter and said, "We are going into a new horizon that would enable us to bring about peace." French presidential candidates Marine Le Pen and Emmanuel Macron faced off in a scathing 2 hours of televised debate Wednesday, just days before they face each other in a runoff election. Le Pen portrayed her opponent as a heartless capitalist who is weak on terrorism, while Macron called his opponent a liar and a dangerous extremist. In her opening statement, Le Pen called the former economy minister the candidate of savage globalization. Macron called Le Pen, who once was forced to kick her extreme-right father out of their National Front political party, the heir to France's far-right faction. The country's high unemployment rate was also on the agenda. I'm Gia Billy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.